We interrupt the program now in progress to bring you a special report.
Here are the highlights of morning news.
From the WPGU News Desk, here's today's headlines on WPGU 107.1 Champaign's Alternative.
From WPGU News, I'm Peter Dara. It's Monday, April 1st, 2024. The Illinois men's basketball team lost to the defending national champions Connecticut last Saturday, 77-52, eliminating Illinois from the March Madness tournament. The Elite Eight matchup was tied with a few minutes remaining in the first half, but UConn went on to score 25 unanswered points to start the second half, capping a 30-0 run that started late in the first. U of I shot only 25% from the field and had their lowest point total of the season. Marcus Domask led the Illini with 17 points, and Terrence Shannon Jr. added 8. UConn will face Alabama in the Final Four, with the winner facing either North Carolina State or Purdue in the national championship. The Illini finished their season with a 29-9 record, including a Big Ten tournament championship. Their 29 wins and Elite Eight finish is the best result that U of I has achieved since they made it all the way to the national finals in 2005. Illinois advocates of abortion are worried that the U.S. Supreme Court decision could affect access to an abortion pill. The court heard arguments Tuesday in a case involving mifepristone, one of two drugs used in a medication abortion. The FDA approved the drug more than two decades ago. Anti-abortion advocates in the case want to limit access to mifepristone. If the court rules to restrict access, Planned Parenthood of Illinois would only be able to use misoprostol for medication abortions. Governor J.B. Pritzker released a statement Tuesday through Think Big America, calling on the court to reject the case and to protect reproductive rights across the country. The 4-seed Fighting Illini women's basketball team is set to face the number 1 Washington State in the WBIT semifinals on Monday at 4 p.m. Their opponent is 21-14, while Illinois is 17-14. This will be Illinois' first time facing a Pacific 12 team since 2012, where they still hold a record of 2-0. The Women's Basketball Invitation Tournament is a newly created 32-team single elimination tournament, where Illinois must defeat Washington State to go on to the finals on April 3rd. The Illinois Supreme Court denied Champaign County's appeal to remove Carle Health property tax exemptions. Carle Health will retain its non-exempt tax status. In August, an appellate court decided Carle would have 7 years of charitable tax exemptions. This litigation has lasted more than 16 years with debates on whether or not Carle Health should be exempt from property taxes. The county can file a motion to ask the court to reconsider the decision. An Associated Press analysis ranked Illinois as having the third worst bridges in the country. The analysis, using information from the Federal Inventory of Bridges, ranked only Iowa and Pennsylvania ahead of Illinois for having worse bridges. The recent sudden collapse of a Baltimore bridge highlighted concerns over bridge stability throughout the country. The Associated Press analyzed over 621,000 roadway bridges nationwide, where inspectors judge the bridges as poor, fair, or good. Inspectors rated 2,472 of the 26,873 bridges in Illinois as being poor in quality. Contributing reporting for our newscast was provided by Adeline Moy, Stephanie Orellana, Shane Werner, Joaquim O'Malley Macias, and Peter Dara. Our deputy news directors are Alyssa Eaton and Caitlin Devitt, and our news director is Ethan Oscaroba. For WPGU News, I'm Peter Dara.